This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Up to 20 homeless college students in Massachusetts are receiving free housing. It's part of a pilot program to assist homeless students. The program partners community colleges with nearby state universities. WBUR's Fred Tice has details.
Sumail says his parents kicked him out when he was 15. He says he lived at a gas station under a tarp with a styrofoam door.
My pillow was a bunch of dead grass, and every single now and then I'd wake up to a little eight-legged friend on my face.
He showered at the school gym.
You have to deal with it. When you get tired, exhausted, you just have to push through and get through life.
He says no one in high school ever found out he was homeless because he had a bubbly personality.
You're happy, you portray yourself as being happy, but deep down inside you know you're depressed. You're alone at the end of the day.
We're only identifying Sumail by his first name because he's concerned about the stigma of being homeless. When he turned 18, he got a job at a grocery store and a place to live. And then he lost that place. At Middlesex Community College, he found out about the state pilot program to house homeless college students. He's 23 now, in his first year, and he wants to become a special needs therapist. Another student in the program, Jamie Waldron, had lost both parents when she was 14. She says she finished high school living with a cousin in Haverhill. At UMass Lowell, she paid for housing, but then came summer.
And that's when I really considered myself homeless, because I literally didn't know where to live.
That's when she found out about the pilot program. It allows her to live in a dorm year-round. She's 20 now and wants to become a lawyer. 10% of state university students and 13% of community college students report they're homeless. But state officials believe that number could be higher. Many students are embarrassed about being homeless. Students who live on campus do better academically than students who live off campus. And even at a 98% occupancy rate, there are still enough available dorm rooms at state universities and UMass. Four community colleges, which don't have dorms, are being paired with those campuses. Zach Bears, executive director of PHENOM, which advocates for more funding of public higher education in Massachusetts, welcomes the pilot program. He says the homelessness points to a bigger problem at public colleges and universities, the decades-long decline in state support for college tuition.
Forcing students into choices on whether or not they can afford their rent or their tuition.
In the short term, this new program takes away that worry from students such as Gabriel. He's 20. He became homeless when he was in sixth grade. His mother and sister and he moved from shelter to shelter. He's now a student at Massachusetts Bay Community College. The pilot program has found him a dorm room at Framingham State.
And I can just focus on school. And it's really great. It's awesome.
He says it beats trying to study in a homeless shelter with another family in the next room and no door between you. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.